It was strong from the start and right through to the end, and keeping a team to that low score out here is always a good effort. And I just think it was sustained by all the players, 22 of them, and they all had significant contributions throughout the course of the day. So yeah, it was a real four quarter performance. Oh, I don't want to, make out we're getting ahead of ourselves. We just wanted some opportunities with the ball. There's no doubt. To kick so many on the full and miss ones from not far out. That's disappointing, but something we continue to work on. We feel like that'll come with maturity. But the contest our players gave, our team defensive aspect was as good as it has been, and to create so many opportunities I think was really significant. It was a high possession game for us. We don't normally jack up that high, but I think it was an indication that the players had a great appetite for it today and really shared the ball like we'd planned and hoped to, and they pulled it off well.
Was it pleasing to have so many individual
goals as well? Yeah, I think it's become a common thread when we've had good games that we do get a spread. Every team has got that objective. I think it's gone to the days when you can rely on one, two or three. Theoretical goal scoring power goes out of your 22, you've got to spread the load amongst others, and we did it pretty well today.
Did you have any inkling that might be coming before the game?
The actual way it was played?
How you started?
Nah, not really. I mean, you never can tell. I've said over the last week or so that we feel like we're prepared really well, but it's hard to get a form line on NAB Cup. The boys have prepared well as far as their mat simulation and NAB game time, and but you don't know how that marries up with the opposition. And as I said, all you're after is validation, and we've got a little bit of it today, but it's only one game, so we need to. We need to really put it in perspective.
What do you think of Johannesson and Biggs's performances today?
Well, I think all our high defenders had quite prolific games, including Bob and Matty Boyd as well. And that's important. They're role players. We ask them to, at times be the creative heartbeat and other times do other things. But today they definitely defended well, but they generated a hell of a lot of scoring opportunities out of that middle of the ground.
How does being called a sexy footy team?
Is that what we're being called, is it? Sexy? Did he really? Okay, well, it's one game. It's one game. We had some good performances in recent times, but, we need to improve our aggregate in both areas, scoring and reducing. And today's a step in the right direction, but it's one game. There's plenty left. We want to play the way that the course we've charted with the way we play. We want to maintain it. We want to do it better. Good signs today. But as I said, we need to put that one behind us and think about whether or not we can do it again. Well, I think it's just an indication of our midfielders really spreading the load. They took up the challenge with everything we asked of them today, whether it be controlling opponents at different times, whether it be getting back and helping our back end, whether it be making sure that when it was their turn to push forward and be a threat. And so that's a really good sign that that a great player like that can be caught up in our team defence. But there'll be plenty of other players who test us in that regard over the next few weeks.
So first quarter, what you would have in mind if you were thinking about how your team would just play at its very best?
It's a big positive when you look at the scoreboard. It's a great start to the year. It means they were totally prepared and up for the fight and the contest. So I think that's what we ask most weeks, and everything does flow from there. Regardless of what brand or what label is put on us, we need to be good at that. We need to be good in the phone box, and we need to be good in the TARDIS. And we're good in both today. Who was that, sorry?
Liver.
Yeah, I thought Liver was very, very good. You know, it'll be progress with him. It does take you a little while being out of the game for that long. We've seen some good signs in the NAB Challenge, and today he took a big step. He's working close, and his awareness of what's around him and being able to connect when we need him to. Yeah, he was a shining light in that regard today.
I know you spoke about the sustained performance. What does the last 10 seconds where you've got three or so players hunting Mazungu as he's, you know, trying to go out in defence and into Caleb Daniel, what does that tell you about how the game's done, your 10 goals in front? What does that tell you about the side?
Well, it's a positive. You know, it tells us that our players have still got an appetite to ice the game, to not be satisfied every second and every minute. But it's a weekly challenge for every team, and today we got it right. And it's something that we can leverage off, you know, in the ensuing weeks. It's okay, that's what it needs to be, because Freo is such a good side. They can come at you at any time, and we didn't feel like we'd gapped them enough. You know, it was only 30-odd points, I think, you know, in the back... in the second half of the game, and that wasn't enough at that point in time, and it needed to be more, because they will keep coming. They're a mature side, so it was great to finish off like we did.
How did you feel the interchange cap affected your ability to play that fast style?
Yeah, there's no doubt it tempers it. You need to make good decisions when you're in control of the ball, and until we play game after game after game, you're not totally sure of whether or not you're managing it as well or better than everyone else. But we've done a lot of homework on it. We've gone through all sorts of scenarios and read the connotations, and trying to be Nostradamus at times. And so we feel like the logistics of it, we've got it under control. We've tried to educate our players. But there's no doubt, you know, if you get an injury early, or if you're not going so well, you're going to need to adjust, and so we'll be tested in that regard at some point, and we need to make sure that we make good decisions with the management of our players, and get them from start to finish.
First 7 games here,
do
you see yourself in
the market where you want to be? No, we haven't. I definitely talking about Nostradamus. I'll always be that. That cliche coach. We need to win next week, so it'd be nice to get that momentum and keep it going. But we only focus on the next one, and it's quite unique. I mean, we do have 3 6-day breaks in this 7-game patch, so it will present some player management challenges. We got through pretty well unscathed today in our VFL group. The boys who played at that level yesterday have come through healthy as well. So we're on a 6-day break now, hopefully all the boys come up, and we'll have a good squad to pick from for the Saints game.
You must have been pretty satisfied with the rucks today, but just Tom Campbell come back into his selection quote?
In answer to your first question, absolutely. I thought Ruffy and Tommy competed outstandingly well. Tommy Boyd, that is. And yeah, Tom Campbell's had a terrific pre-season. He worked his tail off, and he threw his name up as probably the first option there early on. Stiff that he's rolled an ankle. We'll consider that as a course, as a matter of course this week. But Jordan played extremely well and really led the way in there, jumped over the top. So really encouraging from his point of view. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.